everyone. I am Allie Patterson. I'm your host of this brand new podcast, and it's called Still Standing. Still Standing is a podcast that hopefully will be oozing with hope. On this podcast, you are going to hear stories from people who have encountered a living God and found help and hope for their real life. No matter what your life is like right now or what you think of God, I hope you hear stories that feel like yours and walk away thinking, there's hope for me too. Every single person that I have on this podcast, I believe, is someone who will gladly say, it's because of Jesus that I am still standing. That's where we get the name for the podcast. And I want to take a few minutes on this kind of introduction to the podcast and really just tell you what's in my heart about it and how it was born out of my own story. I believe real hope is hope in something. I think of myself as a generally positive, optimistic kind of person, but those are not the same thing as real hope. I think hope is rather in someone very specific named Jesus. And I met him for real in a very messy time in my life, but it's also the time in my life that real hope was planted, probably for the first time. God's work in my life, in your life, in all our lives doesn't require us to tie everything up in bows. Thank goodness. He's fine with a mess. So we are going to be dealing on this podcast with real stories, real people, real life, and also, thankfully, a real God. I don't think anything else is ever going to do. I believe that a life of faith, even if you're just exploring that right now, is really no good if it's not something you can live and experience on a regular basis. So you should expect some grit in this podcast. This is not one where you're going to get all kinds of stories tied up in perfect little bows, because what my heart is really to tell the stories of a God who has hope and help for you when you're in the middle of anything that isn't quite finished yet. I really want you to know a little bit about me, about my background, about why in the world I would do a podcast like this. If you met me now, you would only see that I'm a teaching pastor at a big church called Crossroads Church in Cincinnati, Ohio. My first book that has like just been born into the world. I have these four great kids and a marriage of over 20 something years. And you could easily get this like kind of shiny, happy image if you just read about who I was on a piece of paper, which is kind of why I love the medium of podcasting, because you can really tell who somebody is. So I'm going to rewind to when I was 16 and I first understood the gospel, first understood the message of Jesus, the good news that he brings. That was real. I was a junior in high school and that was real, but then my life kind of fell apart about 10 years later, a little less than 10 years later, when I had an affair with someone at work. And the reason I fast forward to this part of my life is not because it's the most important. It's because it's the time of my life when God really, what I would say, pushed in. I don't know where you are with God right now, but I know that when he goes to work in your life, there's a feeling that he's surrounding you, that he's pushing in on you, that there's things that are inescapable or something that bothers you, or you have a draw to him. And that's what was going on at this time in my life. And really, it's surprising because it was the most messy, dark, awful time in my life. I had some cracks in my character, obviously, and some real cracks in my faith, in my marriage, in my friendships. I mean, pretty much all of it. And my life sort of came tumbling down around me through this affair that I had. And although that isn't where my story begins, it certainly is the high drama part and the part where, you know, kind of the darkness and sin and shame of something like that threatens to steal all of your joy and all of your hope and all the good stuff that now I know really comes into your life when you meet God for real. I knew that he was moving in on me during this time in my life, and I'm a runner. I still love to run. I hope I have other runners that listen to this podcast, because I'll probably talk about running. And one day on a run, I just fell to my knees and I prayed this little two-word prayer: break me. Break me. You want a prayer that will change your life. That's it. Because I had had those words bouncing around in my head for a couple of weeks, and I was terrified to say them to God. The only reason I did is because I just couldn't live like I was living anymore. I just couldn't do it. It was too dissonant. It was too ugly. It was too deceptive. It was not me. And I said, okay, get me out however you need to. And he totally did. Really, really, the hope in my life that I have now was born in the moments that would come in the weeks after that as I confessed and repented and got just brutally honest with myself, with my husband, with God, for the first time maybe ever. And I had no idea that at that very moment, in the middle of that darkness and pain and everything awful about that time in my life, that real hope was actually beginning to grow, because for the first time, I was depending on somebody that wasn't me. I guess I'd thought of myself as pretty strong, pretty capable, and this time in my life just made me realize that I need something a whole lot better if I'm going to stay standing. And so God showed up. What can I say? I mean, I could tell this story forever and ever about all the people he sent, all the encouraging words he sent, the way that I started reading scripture again at this time, barely understanding what it even meant or said, started reaching out to him in prayer, and of course, got the help of some really good counselors. I could still get on my face in gratitude for the forgiveness and blessing and grace that I received from my husband and from other people in my life that I had massively hurt during this time. And every single time I took a risk to rebuild my life based on who Jesus is, what he says is good, what he says is right, what he says to do, how he says to do marriage, how he says to do friendship, how he says to be honest, how he says to use my money, whatever that was, all those tiny little acts started to amass all this evidence of this living God who actually kind of knows what my life was supposed to be like to begin with, who knows me, who knows how life is supposed to work. And I started to rack up all these little pieces of evidence of this God that wasn't like sitting up in heaven, but was actually involved in my life, like my real life, my ugly life, my messy life. And I had some just amazing moments where I felt his presence, where I encountered something I can never be talked out of. One of those moments that was probably the darkest and most painful for me is when I was in a tiny little room. I was being interviewed about at work about this relationship that I had been in. And I was crying. I was terribly, terribly ashamed. They got up and left the room for a minute, probably to go talk to their lawyers and figure out if they were going to fire me. And I was alone with the HR woman. Now, let me just tell you, the one person you don't want to be alone in a room with in that situation is the HR woman. So I wasn't talking to her. I was just looking down and crying. And she said to me, "Allie, can I pray for you?" My head snapped up, and I can't explain how the entire room filled up with the presence of God. All I could do was nod, but it was almost as though he was saying, in the worst moment of your life, I'm here. And I am going to bring you out. And I just started putting all my eggs in his basket, if you will, at this time. And so as I do this podcast and I talk to other people with totally different stories than mine, the common thread through all of them is that it was a living God that showed up somehow in the middle of a real life with real issues and walked us to a place that we could stand up, either stand up again or stay standing on some very wobbly ground. In my case, my life needed completely rebuilt. My marriage needed rebuilt. I didn't really know who I was very well. And today, fast forward 20-something years later, and it's so tempting to just be the person that I look like on a piece of paper right now, but that would just not do. Because what that would gloss over is this incredible God who there's no excuse for me other than him. And so that's the podcast for me. The podcast for me is telling his story in all kinds of different forms because that's what he does. He comes into a real life and rebuilds you in a place that you can stand on him. Anyway, we're going to tackle all kinds of fun topics and all kinds of serious stuff, but the common thread through them is there's a really good God who is there. He is present. He is working, and you have the opportunity to reach out and meet him and ask him to give you a story that at the end of it, you'll say, I'm still standing because of him. There's a crazy good life out there because there's a crazy good God who wants to give it to you. And I don't mean a perfect one. I do mean one that is whole, that is redeemed, that works from the inside out, that stands up no matter what comes at it. So this season, we are going to tell all kinds of stories like that. If you want to check out more of my heart and my learning, especially how I discovered some of these topics in scripture, not just in my own life, but then later realized like, oh, the Bible talks about these same things over and over and over again. I would invite you to check out my brand new book called How to Stay Standing. It just released on January 24th. In it, you can dig into some practices for your faith that will help you strengthen and build a life like in practical everyday ways. I'm not interested in like nice sayings that your grandma could embroider on a pillow. I'm way more interested in like, okay, really, really, how does this faith thing look in my everyday life? So you can get it anywhere books are sold. I want you to stay tuned for the first episodes. And I would also love to hear your still standing story. You can connect with me on Instagram or Facebook at the Allie Patterson, A-L-L-I. Allie spelled like all kinds of different ways, right? So at the Allie Patterson, and please join my email community as well so I can keep you posted on all the things we're going to do together in 2023. This podcast is actually a production of Crossroads Church where I'm a teaching pastor. And so I would invite you to go to crossroads.net and connect with all the amazing ministry that's happening at Crossroads. So please do that. And please download the Crossroads app. We can read scripture together there. You can get all kinds of other great content to help you grow and connect to other Christ followers who want to change the world and who also have stories where they would say, I know Jesus, so I'm still standing. And that's what I want your story to be as well. So welcome to the podcast. I can't wait to jump into season one with you. And I want your life to be one where you say, yep, I'm still standing.